We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you. Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Well, she was born in the morning, late October, San Antonio. Now she's ever girl I've ever known.
All right, this is the Turnpike Troubadours with a song called Every Girl. Music today to Mark Powell, one of our listeners. It's Listener Appreciation Month. Here on the show, Keith Johnson joins us. He is in the Marlins system, was a AAA manager last season at New Orleans, so he saw firsthand a lot of these Marlins people. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
We got a heck of a crowd here for this brand and name unveiling. This is pretty exciting stuff. What was the New Orleans, the baby cakes? Did you enjoy wearing their uniform out every day?
Well, I tell you what, anytime you're in baseball and you have a uniform on, it's a good day. But no, it was fun. It was a good experience. The weather over there was a little unpredictable, to say the least. I know here it's going to be a little cold in the spring, but once the season gets started, I know we're going to have pretty good weather. I mean, I was in the Texas League for a number of years. We're back when they were the Wichita Wranglers. So.
Have you been involved in anything like this before, a rebranding, a move of a team? Is this new to you?
Yes, it is. This is the first time I've ever been part of, you know, an unveil like this, so I'm excited to see it as well.
Yeah, Keith Johnson, our guest from the Miami Marlins. Now, the Marlins have not made their assignments yet for the 2020 season. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
You're not 100% sure where you're going to be. We hope it's in Wichita, but that's up to the Marlins to determine. Tell us a little bit about the personnel that you saw come through AAA New Orleans last year.
Oh, man, it's exciting. I mean, this, you know, a lot of times at the AAA level, you have a lot of six-year free agents that fill out rosters in case the big league team gets guys get hurt, so you have guys to fill in and whatnot. But with our organization, you know, we're young up top and we're young coming through. You know, a lot of these guys that they've gotten in trades from getting rid of some of the big names are starting to filter their way up to the AAA level. You know, Monte Harrison's a name. Eason Diaz last year burst his way onto the scene and got to the big leagues. With what he did in AAA last year. We had Zach Gallen, who got traded away, you know, but he did a great job for us. You know, guys like Nick Neidert was out in the fall league with me, who's going to, you know, be somebody that might work his way into the rotation at some point. You know, Jesus Sanchez is a name. Eddie Alvarez was a guy that we had last year that did really well for us. Didn't get a call-up, but deserved one.
Did you get Sixto Sanchez for any?
I didn't get to see Sixto.
Apparently he's ticketed for Wichita. Now
that's
one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball.
All of baseball. We got a couple other guys, too. There's a Jorge Guzman, who's also another guy that we might see. So there's a lot of talent coming, a lot more pitching than position players, but it's going to be a nice mix. It's going to be a young group. They're going to be exciting to watch. You know, they're going to be able to do a lot of things on both sides of the ball, so it's going to be fun.
You've been in player development, minor league coaching, and managing for a long time. What's rewarding about seeing players advance, getting the call to the big leagues, and kind of helping their development?
And it's just you know, when you see that light come on, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, with the game going the way it is nowadays, guys are getting to the AAA level a lot sooner than they were in the past. You know, so there's still a lot of development going on at that level as well, more so than just, you know, kind of shining things and, you know, and finishing off, so to speak. But, man, it's just telling the guy that he's going to make it to the major leagues for the first time and realizing that dream. I mean, there's no better feeling in the world. You know what I mean? A lot of times the tears go both ways.
Keith Johnson with us. He managed last season in New Orleans, AAA for the Marlins. In today's age, we talked about it earlier with one of our guests, sabermetrics and analytics have been so have taken baseball by storm. So in the Marlins organization, what's the strategy? What's the organizational look at how you teach and instruct players?
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, to say that there's no place in the game for analytics it's all old school, it would be idiotic in my determination. But you know, you use that stuff as a tool. It's an opportunity to reinforce what you already see, you know, with your eyes being a baseball man, whether it's offensively or on the mound or defensively, you know, so you use all those stuff, all that stuff to help the player become the player that he deems that he needs to be, you know. So if it's a pitcher and he's starting to get away from some stuff, then you're able to use those numbers to get him back to where he needs to be.
So we have done all the analytics. We brought those into the game. They're being utilized by every franchise, top to bottom. So why are the Houston Astros stealing signs still? I don't want to ask you something political, but what, I mean, that seems completely out of place with the way we're running baseball nowadays.
I agree. You know, I mean, it's always part of it. I mean, if you use your eyes, you know what I mean, to go do some stuff, then, you know, that's been part of the game for years. You know what I mean, if my catcher's giving signs and you have somebody out there at second base and they get them, it's like, I got to be better. I got to figure out a way for them not to get them. But if you go above and beyond that, I don't think there's a place for that. But that's just my opinion.
And you're always trying to see what a pitcher does with the grip in his glove. I mean, those things are baseball.
Absolutely.
But using cameras, that's not baseball.
Yeah. So you were a player, obviously. Who helped you kind of transition into coaching and managing? Who were the people that kind of showed you the ropes and kind of built you along within that side of the profession?
There's a couple guys. Ron Reneke is one. You know, he's a bench coach with Boston right now with Alex Cora, who we actually played together. Alex and I did, and Ron was our manager, and we won a couple championships with him. Dino Ebel, obviously, he's the third base coach with the Dodgers now. Sosh obviously has a big impression on who I am and how I go about coaching the game and the things that I deem as being important. So there's been a lot of guys over the course of my career that have helped me and continue to help me.
Keith Johnson, our guest, he was a AAA manager in New Orleans last year for the Marlins. So managing at the AAA level, when you got players who are on the cusp of getting to the big league, you got other players who have been sent down. There, to me, managing in the AAA level is the most interesting, that's my way of putting it, level to manage. So how do you overcome some of those issues when you're managing AAA players?
I mean, the biggest thing is, it's like we just said, the greatest joy is telling a guy that he's going to the big leagues for the first time. You know what I mean? So then if you really think about it in those terms, it's like, okay, I realized my dream. So then when you come back down, it's kind of like, you know, a little crushing. But at the same time, it's like, okay, this is the easy part. You got there. Now the hard part is getting up there and sticking. You know what I mean? So now you still need to understand. It's like, okay, yeah, I can play at that level, but I need some adjustments. There's some adjustments that I need to make sure that I get up there and sustain that. You know, and everybody that goes up, whether you're a pitcher or a position player, you know, you go up there, the league adjusts to you, you adjust back. They adjust you again, and now it's that second adjustment that usually either guys get up there and stick or they're that up-and-down guy at that point.
All right, that's Keith Johnson. He could be the manager of Wichita Baseball.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
We hope so, although you may have other designs. Who knows? It's a game that you get moved around a lot in, as you well know, and we appreciate you coming on the air with us tonight for this big announcement, and hopefully we'll see you in the spring.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be in Wichita.
All right. To Keith Johnson, our guest, as we wrap up our Wichita baseball show.
Yeah.
From all the wall. Top to bottom. What do you think? This is an amazing crowd.
I know. I wasn't expecting this, but I get it. A lot of people want to see what's going on here this evening.
Yeah, it's exciting, and we're going to know in around 25 minutes or so they'll make the announcement. It'll be interesting to hear the reaction of the crowd. You've got several hundred people here. Not everybody's going to be crazy about it, most likely. But you got to trust the process.
Yeah, I wonder what
they put in as much work on this. My goodness.
The lights here are strange.
What do you mean strange?
Well,
this is modernistic,
I'm trying
man.
To adjust my eyes to green, and then they turn blue, and it's just,
I'm old. You're an old man at heart. I'm a young, vibrant guy. These lights, I'll put them in my house.
Everybody who's anybody is here this evening. There's
Wait,
Gene
you just
Stevenson.
Skipped right over the,
Well, I want to point out some of the people. Eric Wedge is here.
What are you dropping? Now
Terry
Elliott,
Shane
names?
Dennis, everybody.
You're dropping Terry Elliott's name?
I could do better. Mike Pelfrey. Oh, everybody.
It's a who's who. Everybody's excited about AAA baseball returning to Wichita. We're all excited about it. April 14th, 5 months from tomorrow, Wichita will be on the field to play the Memphis Redbirds.
That is huge.
Now, who knows what else this facility will have? Lou Schweckheimer, who was our guest earlier, has said that 200 events per year will be held at the new ballpark over where the old ballpark was. We still got more announcements to come. What will the ballpark's name be? There'll be tours that will start in December where you can reserve times to take a tour of the ballpark. And it's not completed yet. There's still a lot of work to be done at the new ballpark.
I drove by it the
How many games will you go to?
I don't know. 20? 25?
You've given up being the official scorer?
Not necessarily, but I haven't heard that they're looking for one either. But
you got to make things happen.
But I'm doing a lot right. We'll see.
Yeah, I'd advise against it.
I know personally. You would, but that kind of makes me want to do it.
Then do it. Go for it.
No, I'm not going to now.
Good. You should, but you won't.
We'll see.
So whatever.
But I was kind of surprised by the size and the substantiality, I don't know the word, of the offices and the clubhouse area. It's more than just the stadium. This is a facility.
What is the plural of substantial?
I don't know.
Substantiality.
Substantiation? I don't know.
I think it's substantiality.
Sounds right. I mean, it might as well be. I went with it.
Substantiation?
No.
No.
I don't think
that's not it.
No.
So you say 20 to 25. I'm calling you on that.
Well, I'll be at most, weekend games, I would think.
Really?
Sunday afternoon.
What about family day?
So family days, we're going to the Rockhopper game.
A minute or two left. Gene, are you excited about this event?
I'm trying to find my way in.
What's the name going to be, Gene? Do you have a prediction?
I know, but I can't tell you.
Oh, my God.
Wow, how do you know?
That makes me mad.
We don't even know.
Well,
congratulations.
They felt sorry for an old guy, so
tell us in 20 minutes, okay?
What's that?
Tell us in 20 minutes.
I will tell you when they announce it.
Okay? Right after.
All right, Gene.
Or not
to see
one
you.
Minute before.
Great to see you.
Take care. All right. Everybody who's anybody is here tonight, including Brad Horning from our own Intercom Radio and Tony Deusing, our program director. This is something.
Doesn't get much better.
And I'll be honest. Everybody's wanting to come over and talk to me. So.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, what do you mean? Look at them.
Look at who?
Virtually everyone in the building right now has their back to me, which is not good for my ego.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to stand on chairs to see this. But
you know what? I'm just going to relax.
I'll make that sacrifice.
I'm going to take it all in. I'm going to enjoy it. This is a big night in Wichita sports history, in my opinion.
No doubt about it.
And I have been a strong proponent of this, and you people that are negative about it, you need to get on board. Make this successful. This is a great opportunity that we have for the city of Wichita. This is a move forward for the city. Look what we're doing right now. Wichita State's in the American Athletic Conference competing against Cincinnati, Memphis, teams in Orlando, Houston,
Philadelphia.
Now you've got a AAA team that's going to be competing against teams in Memphis, Nashville, Round Rock,
Oklahoma. I wonder if we'll get a little rivalry with the city of
Memphis.
Big
time. Can Wichita, can you be big time?
We can be AAA, and that's good.
No, you can be big time.
I like AAA. AAA is.
Why don't you want to be big time? We are. AAA is big time.
Big time doesn't mean anything. AAA is what we are.
You are such a guy that just wants to stay in your lane.
We're a AAA city.
And I love it. We'll be back to wrap up our show as the real show starts in a few minutes. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.